Speech of December 2006 about Neil Donald Walsh. I read the conversations with Al by Neil Donald Walsh. My considerations deviate a lot from his. Thus, Al stands in my opinion far in excess of humans, so that hardly can be spoken of a unit of Al and humans. Al is infinite, contrary to humans. The intellect is at least as important as the soul. Here most references are set. The soul does not need to leave the body in the sleep, since it can care for the references to Al. Mal is by far not as nice as in the books. He has these moods and always examines me. Al has both a term of wrong and correct, since he considers wrong that what harms this creation. One does not get rid of the impression anything goes during the reading. One's fate is assigned to one by Al. One can influence it minimally except where one is entitled to the free choice. One is shaped by this history, this environment, and this disposition, and can cancel this imprinting hardly again. Furthermore, it disturbs me at the books of Walsh the trivializing manner of speaking in that Al partly speaks. The time is linear and remains linear. It does not occur everything at the same time in one moment. There is not only the now, although it is characterized by particularly many references. The creation is not perfect, as one sees by the animals. The fact that animals must have to eat other animals and also humans have to kill animals is not correct. Finally, man is not as great as by Walsh, since he is a finite reference system. There are more crucial emotions than fear and love. This is reference theoretically clear. Perfection is imperfect. Thus L is also imperfect. Walt is quite right with the policy and consciousness which has to be developed again. The religions limited too much indeed so far. It is very improbable that the soul forgets as much that it wants after death again into another body. Why should it forget as much? It wants to develop always excelsior. Therefore, many reincarnations are improbable, if one may choose. Also, the question how many souls there are is not to be answered, since Al can create constantly new souls and does so. One can promise something easily, if one wants to express that one wants to do all in this power in order to hold the promise. I think that Walsh had actually inspirations of Al that were filtered by Zer. Al communicates indeed knowledge which can become obsolete. Thus those that follow us obtain possibilities for the correction.